Josh, you were in charge of the warm-up, I believe.
Yeah, obviously.
What happened there?
Just a string of events that have gone on in the recent couple of days. Obviously, Potts, with everybody that knows us, and a little baby boy, and Neil being away, it's just been a bit of a strange situation where Neil's had to shoot off for Sky, the gaffer obviously. I think Stevie Wright were even busy, you know what I mean? They even called him up. So Potts obviously asked me, he knew that he would be, hopefully, if everything went right, he'd be there for a thing. So more than happy to do it. Something that I enjoyed.
You enjoyed the experience?
Yeah, definitely. And something that I didn't actually get myself into gear this year to get my to get on the course maybe for a B license, but I think definitely it's something for me that I enjoy. I like getting involved. I'm quite vocal, and something that I'll definitely look into getting into sooner rather than later as well.
Young to be thinking about it.
No, I think nowadays I personally believe that the younger that you do it, the younger you get it sorted. It's the best thing that he done, the advice that Potts has given me already. Dags gave me it last season, and a few of the other boys that have maybe questioned it. All we ever get is get yourself doing it sooner rather than later, because the longer you leave it, you know what I mean, it takes, once you get it under your belt, you've got it. So nah, definitely something that I'll look into in the future.
And did they accept the instructions from you?
To be fair, the boys were brilliant. Obviously Tomo and they were a bit of a laugh flying about before the game and what have you, but Tomo and a few of the boys were spot on. They were great, in the warm up the flying, to be fair, I said to Potts that since he turned up, it all went downhill from there. But it was good, and they were fine, and they listened. And
so you got
all
to watch the game from the dugout, obviously.
Yeah, it was obviously a different experience, something that I've never done. That was my first time I've experienced that from that side, but it was good. And I thought in the game the boys did well in parts. And mistakes, in a way, just cost us a result. But the boys know. I come to watch the 20s quite a little bit. We've only living around the corner, and I get to see most games at home, especially. But I felt that the run results that we've been on, it was kind of an acceptance, and Potts talked about it in there. Even though they're young, they need to learn, and they need to learn fast. And I'm sure they will, and I'm sure they'll come through it. But the way that it's going at the minute, they just need to pick themselves up and focus on the next game coming up, because as Pot said, there's youth cup games coming up, and there's big games for the youth team and stuff like that, and the 20s especially. So I got it, obviously we didn't get the win, because you never want to lose. It's a winning mentality that they're trying to install, and the younger they get that in them, the better it becomes for when they come into the first team.
So Murn went ahead in the 8th minute, equaliser 36, I think it was. So 1-1 at half time. Had you some words to say at half time as well?
To be honest, no. I let Potts and the gaffer come down and spoke a little bit, but